Brothers and sisters, about a half an hour, 45 minutes ago, as I was looking over my homily, I decided I don't like it. So I'm doing a improv, and we're going to change things. If I start to run too long, Laura Hoppe's going to cut me off here. As we gather to celebrate Pentecost, a couple things have been going through my mind that I think are important to share with the community. One is this is the Feast of the Holy Spirit coming upon us. One thing, of course, we need to be doing as a community is praying that the Holy Spirit will also come upon our personnel board and give us a pastor. So please keep that in mind in your prayers. But Pentecost is often considered the birthday of the church because it's the day when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles and gave them the gifts that they needed to go forth and proclaim the gospel. And that's the mission that the church has, is to proclaim the gospel. That's the instruction that Jesus at the ascension left his disciples with, was to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And so it's important that we remember that that really is our raison d'etre. That's our reason for being in the Catholic Church, is to proclaim the gospel, to share it with all people. There's a couple of things that we have to realize as Catholics. One of them is that this mission that we've received and what we gather from this Feast of Pentecost is that we are to be humbled as we do this. Because the gospel isn't anything that we figured out for ourselves. It's not something that we came to and we realized, or even that we developed and devised upon our own. The gospel is something that was given to us. Similarly, the strength to proclaim the gospel, our ability to proclaim the gospel, wasn't something that was our own. It wasn't something where the apostles bunkered down and finally developed the strength amongst themselves to say, let's go and preach this gospel to all nations like Jesus told us to do. No, the Holy Spirit had to descend upon them. They had to receive his gifts in order to proclaim the gospel. What this comes to is that everything about our faith is gift. None of it is our doing. And that should be really humbling for us as we go out and proclaim the gospel. You know, so often people think of the Catholic Church as being arrogant. You know, the Catholic Church claims that within the Catholic Church subsides the fullness of truth and makes these claims that what she teaches is fact and what she teaches is truth, not opinion. And yet it seems to all come from men. But the reality is that none of it comes from men. It all comes from the Holy Spirit. The apostles were passing on what they themselves had received, not what they themselves had determined or what they themselves had figured out. And I think this is really important for each one of us Catholics to understand. And I say this because recently I've been getting into some really stimulating conversations with some people in online discussions. People have been emailing me, questioning some of the teachings of the church, not in a rude or arrogant way, but really asking, Father, is this really what the Catholic Church teaches? In particular, I've had a very engaging conversation with someone from parish council, not from this site, but from another site, who was saying a lot of people were upset last week when you said that the Catholic Church teaches that absence from a mass of holy day that were of obligation constitutes grave matter for sin, and that we shouldn't be coming to communion if we haven't gone to confession, if we've missed, you know, a holy day of obligation. And they said, is that really what the Catholic Church teaches? And I said, as a matter of fact, it is. I said, and I showed them the documents, I showed them the catechism, and said, this is what the church teaches. And the person responded to me and said, you know, Father, I just have a hard time feeling. She said, yeah, I go to holy day masses, but I have a hard time feeling that if I were to miss one, that would be a sin. And I said, you know, here's the issue I think that we have as a church, and I think you've articulated it nicely, is that a lot of times we want to go with our feelings rather than what's been revealed to us by God. You know, because I said, for example, a lot of times people can feel what they're doing is right, even though it's not. I mean, we could see somebody on television making racist remarks, thinking that what they're doing is okay, but it's not. Or, you know, we could see people who are committing egregious acts saying, well, I don't believe it's wrong, but it is. You know? And so our feelings a lot of times lead us in the wrong direction. And I said, you know, what I noticed as I was reflecting today in the confessional, just in some dead time, which there wasn't much today, which is a good thing. It's always good to be participating in the sacraments. But when I was looking over this homily, one of the things that struck me in terms of this conversation is how often do we ask the Holy Spirit to come upon us, to give us his gifts, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, fortitude, right judgment, fear of the Lord, piety, to give us those gifts for the purpose of uniting us more closely with the Catholic Church. Because that's the reason that the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles. That's the purpose of those gifts, is to unite us more closely to the Catholic Church. But so often when I hear people telling me, Father, you know, the Spirit has come upon me and told me to tell you X, Y, or Z, it's not that the Spirit has come upon me to tell you that I need to be conformed more closely to the Catholic Church. It's that the Catholic Church needs to change. She needs to do this. She needs to, you know, get with the times, so to speak. And I hear this all the time. You know, people will accuse Catholics of blindly following the Pope or blindly following the rules of men, and her teachings are outdated and she needs to get with the times. And I always wonder, well, who is it that's following the will of men? The people who follow the magisterial office of the Church, which was inspired by the Holy Spirit, or the people who are saying the Church needs to get with the times of our modern society, which seems to me to be inspired by human beings rather than the Holy Spirit. And so I often wonder if that's really a good argument. But I think as Catholics, a lot of times we buy into that argument and say we need to be the Spirit's coming upon us so we can change the Church and change her teachings to update them. But I think a sign that the Spirit is really upon us is when it comes upon us and says, you need to change your life. You know, Father Brian, you need to change your life and adhere more closely to these teachings that I've given to you through the Catholic Church. And I think that's what he says to each one of us. The apostles needed to dispose themselves to prayer before they could go out and spread the gospel. If you recall, last week we heard that between the ascension and the coming of the Holy Spirit, the apostles spent time trying to pray together of one accord, to become one accord in prayer. And they needed to do that because they needed to dispose themselves to receiving the gifts of the Holy Spirit, not so that they could finally take their own ideas and share them with everybody else, but so that they could set aside their own ideas, their own agendas, and instead share what was revealed to them with everybody else. And that's what we celebrate at Pentecost, is the Holy Spirit coming down upon the Church. And we ask the Holy Spirit to come down upon each one of us, not so that we can preach a message that's our own, but so that we can be more conformed to the life of the Church, so that our lives will be in conformity with the teachings of the apostles, so that we can share in that truth and live by that truth that has been given to us by the Holy Spirit. See, the good news for us is that we don't have to figure out what is true. You know, we don't have to go and do a lot of research or get a PhD to figure out what is true. What we need to do is to simply allow the Holy Spirit to work within us, to convert us, so that we will be open to what the Holy Spirit has already taught us through the apostles, which has been handed on faithfully through the successors to the apostles, the bishops, and which is given to us in all the teachings of the Church. You see, our ability to live by the truth is in fact directly related to our ability to accept the truth, to accept what the Holy Spirit has given to us. Our ability to live as in the freedom of the children of God is directly related to our ability to accept and live by the teachings of the Church. And so as we celebrate Pentecost today, let us do so praying that the Holy Spirit will in fact descend upon us and will in fact give us his gifts so that we may live lives that are more closely bound to the life of the Church. Brothers and sisters, peace to you and to all upon whom the Holy Spirit descends and binds to the body of Christ, the Church.